So how do you, have you had time to look back on the season, and how do you see it?
Well, disappointing season. After we made the playoffs last year, it's a 100% disappointing season that we are in a situation that we didn't want to be. And it's disappointing for me. I didn't play for 3 months. I was hurt for a long time, so I was trying to get back and help the team, but we didn't make it. So, you know, we all have to take responsibility for that and try to be better next year.
Where do you think it went wrong?
It's hard to say. We had a lot of injuries. You know, I know it's not a excuse, but the young team we have, you have 2 or 3 injuries that it's a big part of where we are right now. We wasn't able to win the close games. I think, you know, it was a tie game in the third period that we were winning those games last year, especially end of the year when the times matter and it was important. And this year, I think we couldn't do it. And we lost so many games in a row that in our division, it's one of the toughest divisions on the world, I would say. And you lose 3 or 4 in a row, you're putting yourself in a tough spot, and we wasn't able to make the playoffs. I think we have what we deserve. I think you know it's you don't make the playoffs by accident.
Is that a sign of a young lineup not being able to get over the hump in those close games the way you were last year?
Could be. I mean, you cannot buy the experience. You know, they are young guys. Our management wants to go this way. Young guys, they want to play them. More games they're going to play, the better players they're going to be. But they need experience. They need to play the tough games. And then, you know, like you said, we have a young lineup, but we play a few good games. You know, we could play against the best team, but we couldn't do it on a daily basis.
I'd assume that you're one of those guys who would like to win right now count.
Yeah, 100%.
Is it tough to see the team going through that youth movement when you're in that stage where you'd prefer now rather than later?
Yeah, I want to win right now. I'm not the youngest guy. You know, I've been here for 5 years. I'm going to be 29 in the summer. You know, we made the first time the playoffs last year, and it was an unbelievable experience that, you know, I never been part of it. It was so much fun. And then it was, you know, we lost 4-0, but just being a part of the playoff hockey, it was great for me. And came to the season, we were so excited to do it again, but, you know, we couldn't do it.
How would you describe this season for you personally compared to others?
More experience again. You know, I think that playoff helped me to understand what's the playoff about. I had a good start. I think I felt really good. We were winning a few games that we hit. We lost a few in a row, but I still felt great. And then I got hurt, and then it was 3 months without the hockey, just practicing, try to get healthy and get better. You know, the guys did a great job. I mean, they trying so hard to. In the Christmas time, every season, I think, around the Christmas time, it's a huge, huge time for us. And I think a lot of times we've been struggling in December, and the guys have been working so hard, and we had a few injuries. And then, you know, I never been out for 3 months. It was the first time, and not a new experience for me that you can rush anything. And then, you know, doctors did a great job to get me back. And when I get back, I felt really good, actually. I was kind of surprised at how I handle it, and because I think that time we were second worst team in the NHL when I came back, and then we all tried to get better and then, you know, make that playoffs, but again, we couldn't do it.
Do you approach this offseason any differently? On your own, and next year going into the final year, your deal, there's a lot of talk about what will happen.
Well, first of all, what I have to focus is the World Cup. I mean, you know, of course I know it's going to be contract year, and I've never been in that. You know, I wasn't in that situation for 4 years. So, but the World Cup is going to be some different situation for all players that go, and they have to start, you know, train earlier, I think. And then we'll see. And I don't know if I'm going to play the World Cup or not. It's three NHL goalies going there, and then it's going to be different situation for all of us, I think. And then we'll see what happens. I don't have experience with that, so we'll see.
Do you think it could help you out in the World Cup this year? I mean, being be in that, whether it be the mindset.
You're going to skip the training camp, so that's a good part. The training camp is not fun. You want to play the games right away, and exhibition games, it's tough to play. But again, maybe I could be the third goalie or backup goalie, and then I'm not going to have a chance to play the game, and I'm going to come here and play another game, play the game right away. So I got to be ready. I have to figure out how to get ready on that World Cup. Maybe I'm going to play. I don't know. That's the coaches didn't decide it yet, and we'll see how the things go. But I have to find a way to be ready for the season, for sure.
So you mentioned World Cup. Do you play World Championships?
I didn't talk to the coach yet. I'm going to talk to him probably today.
Is there a player or are there players on this team that you think could be or should be the captain next year?
I don't want to get into it. I mean, it's we lost Lottie. He was a great captain for us, and he won two cups. He knew what to take to be success and what's to take to win the games, and he was such a hard worker, and then we got those players in the dressing room right now. Who's going to be that? I don't know. Maybe it's going to be young guys. Maybe it's going to be the experienced guy that had been in the league for a while. I don't know. That's not a question for me.
Thank you, Andre.
More of the Andre guys.
Thanks,
guy coming up.
Thanks, guys.
Enjoy your
Thank you.